You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. A little later this hour, we'll talk about that Packers roster and what it might look like with Dez Bryant or maybe some other free agents that are or could become available. Right now, we're asking you, what's the longest you ever waited in line for something, and what was that thing or that event? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Sparky will be at the new IKEA in Oak Creek at 4:30 tomorrow morning. I was going to say bright and early. That's before it's even bright.
Yeah.
That's just
it
early.
It gets bright at like 5 now. Or gets
yeah, it does. It
daylight
gets
around 5.
Yeah, it does.
See, but the difference, to me, the reason this, you talk about Black Friday, most Black Fridays in this state or Thanksgiving, it is now as you wait outside, you freeze for 2 hours. At least this deal tomorrow, I'm not going to freeze. That to me, that's the best part of this whole deal. It ain't going to be that cold out.
Sure.
Wear a jacket and a sweatshirt. I'm not going to freeze. My hands aren't going to be numb by the time I get inside.
If you're looking for it's a more, silver lining, yeah.
It's more just about getting through the boredom of it. But now that I got somebody to go with me, I'll be fine. Be all good.
And you're in line the whole time?
What do you mean?
Like, there's nothing else
going
on. You're just standing in line for four hours.
No, I think they've got a band playing, and they're going to have entertainment, and they're going to, I think they're going to maybe bring out food and stuff. They've got a whole bunch of stuff. They're not just going to let you sit outside the whole time. Now, on like Black Fridays, when you go to these places, you do just stand outside and wait the whole time. But I think they're going to provide some type of entertainment and so forth to everybody that's standing in line.
Let's go to the phones. Go to Cedarburg. Get in Chris. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everyone?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I want to preface this by saying I have 3 daughters only, older, and a wife, and they did Black Friday things. I would never do that, and I've never had with them. But back in the day, went to school at University of Colorado Boulder for only 1 year. It was a lot of fun. And I was out for 14 hours waiting for Red Rocks tickets. If you know Red Rocks Amphitheater, a very small place, and I think it was about 1982, and the Grateful Dead were playing there.
I want very desperately to go to Red Rock to see a concert. I really do.
Yeah, beautiful place. And, it was a lot of fun. Of course, a lot of friends hung out, and we just had a good time and partied away. But I wish you luck, Sparky, on the IKEA, but it was great to see the Dead there. I saw them quite a few times at Red Rocks, as well as totally a few other bands. I think even Fish, Rami,
yes.
I think. So,
yeah, they have.
Enjoy yourselves.
I have that bootleg.
Thank you,
yeah, I also want to go see a concert.
Let me make this clear. I'm not going there necessarily to go shopping or anything else. I'm going there to see if I can get a gift card, and if I don't get a gift card, I'm rolling.
Adam says 5 a.m. won't be early enough for a 100-person giveaway. I bet there's a line out there right now.
Can't. They won't let you into the parking lot at 5 a.m. So that's their deal. They're not allowing camping out. They're not allowing anything. They don't want that because this is the worst part about this deal, okay, if you have not been over there yet in Oak Creek. The driveway that you drive up to get into the parking lot, okay, is shared with the elementary school next to it.
What? The IKEA parking lot shares its parking lot
with
it?
The driveway that goes to the parking lot is the same driveway you have. There's only one driveway that you have to use to get into the elementary school.
So they're
going
to be causing all sorts of traffic jams for people trying to drop their kids off.
Or pick them up. If it was me, my kid wouldn't be going to school the rest of the week. You're sick. I'm not doing a battle that. Nope. Or what about the school buses that have to get into that driveway?
They share a driveway?
Yep.
They have to have some sort of plan
it's
in
horrible.
Place for this.
It's,
there has to be.
Why
it's
would they
absolutely
do that way?
Horrible. I have no idea.
So do they have
everybody
to go
know
out through? Do they have to go out through a Kia's parking lot?
Yeah, well, through the driveway because it's a long driveway that comes off of Drexel, and if you go straight, you turn right, you go into the parking lot. If you go straight and you go left, you go into the elementary school parking lot.
Gary, what's the longest you've ever waited in line for something?
You know, I did that that Black Friday thing. Whatever, just to try it and see what the whole thing is all about. And it wasn't really about much. I mean, it just didn't do anything for me. I still got what I wanted to get, you know, later. You know, I mean, I guess. It just didn't intrigue me. I mean,
So you have done Black Friday,
yeah,
though.
I did it once. Because everybody talks about, oh, you got to go get in line. You got to go do, you got to wait, all these great deals. Blah, blah, blah.
How long were you in line? I've never done Black Friday. I will never do Black Friday,
dude,
ever.
You get so many good deals, especially
yeah,
on
I don't,
TVs.
Yeah, I don't see, yeah.
Every TV in our house is Black Friday.
Yeah. I mean, I got great deals on TVs, too. They went on Black Friday.
But you're Gary.
Yeah, but
Ellerson,
you could spend way more money than I can on a TV.
No,
you're getting
no.
a 50-inch TV for no, 200
Gary,
bucks.
You know Gary's
no.
always looking
no,
for the deal.
Uh-uh.
Gary's what's always the, not only looking for, but finding the deal.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the cheapest TV you've bought? And how big is it?
The cheapest TV I bought is probably the one that's in the one that's in the basement. I think it's 55.
That's a bigger TV. We yeah. watched the fight on that one?
That was in the basement. Yeah, well, you came down a little bit. That's when you and I walked down.
When he walked through the screen?
Yeah, downstairs.
When, that
yeah,
TV?
When we had a little Jack down there crawling around, yeah. I might have paid about $2.25 for that.
And TV. You didn't do Black Friday?
Mm-mm.
Well, good for you.
No.
That's about how much I paid for ours.
Well, you know, if you
and
like,
that was Black Friday.
If you just kind of wait and then watch for deals and stuff, they always, I mean, there's always deals everywhere. I mean, and especially after Christmas, there's always.
Well, Super Bowl Sunday is when they say deal. You can get a great
well,
deal.
I think you pay more Super Bowl Sunday.
They get you?
Yeah, because everybody wants that TV Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
After Super Bowl Sunday is when you
they
get
drop
that
again.
Deal. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, that's how I kind of got another TV like that. I went in before Super Bowl Sunday, and the guy goes, you do what you're going to pay. Just wait after Super Bowl. And I went and got a deal after Super Bowl and got a great TV for a really
nice.
Good price. But a lot of people like that stuff, and you can't fault people for doing what they do. And a lot of people do it with their families, and it's become tradition
right.
that this is kind of what they do, and
yep.
it's their thing. And you can't. I just don't have time for that. I rather do.
You get a lot of that. The same people showing up every year, coming
mm-hmm.
together.
A lot of people do it for
then
tradition.
Then they go out and get drinks after
yeah,
or whatever, and,
yep. or they bring drinks with them in the parking lot or where they love the camping out. I don't have time for that.
Let's get in Jason in Oak Creek real quick. He's talking about something that Sparky just mentioned. Go
hey,
ahead,
I
Jason.
I want to hear this.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Going yeah. up.
So I live literally 4 minutes from this disaster of IKEA. Sorry, Spark. But,
that's all right.
It's my boy goes there and
to the school next to IKEA you're talking about.
Correct, Forest Ridge. Yep.
Right.
So bottom line, they've already canceled a field trip which was supposed to be Thursday, to this park, and they don't want to do it because of the buses and people being late in that because of the second day of it being open. And now they've already discussed at the school with IKEA that the school is now going to be opening a new entrance, which is going to be like past the school. So now IKEA will have its entrance right where it is now, where it's the same as the school, and they're going to open up a new entrance in the near future. But they didn't think of that before they built anything. So that's a new plan.
Now, the IKEA, is it in Oak Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right off of Drexel.
Now,
yeah.
Were you guys in Oak Creek good with the IKEA coming there?
I don't think I really had too much to say about it. They were doing it no matter what.
Correct.
And then they got those couple houses that are in the front of IKEA that IKEA bought one of them, and the other house that still hasn't sold. They're asking for like $1 million for it, and they haven't gotten it yet, but they're holding out as long as they can.
Thanks for the call.
It sounds like Foxconn all over again, doesn't it?
Maybe not quite on that scale.
You don't think so?
But see, the crazy part about this is
I really hope
where this IKEA is, there's a couple of houses like right in front of it on Drexel.
Mm-hmm.
The one house sold, got out. There's one lone standing house that's refusing to move, regardless of what they're offering.
The
I've always
well, I have no idea what's going on, but they're refusing to move. But eventually, I think what's going to happen, is in front of IKEA, there's going to be outlets. So you're going to have more stores, restaurants, and all of that in front of IKEA. And then across the interstate to the east of it, there's going to be more development that's going to be built there. Somebody told me the other day that they think Drexel is going to become the new Blue Mound, where there's going to be so much stuff on it up and down it.
That's what
from
it feels,
27th
that's what
Street
it feels like.
All the way to Howell. There'll be so much that's where a lot of the traffic is going to be. And Oak Creek's going to go from some small little town, 10, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. to all of a sudden just blowing up with everything. Because you already got Drexel Town Square there off of Drexel.
I've always hoped, well, I can't say always, I've only owned the house for a little over 2 years, but that some sort of development would want to build where my house is and offer me exorbitant amount of money to get out of my house and let them build there.
No doubt.
In a heartbeat.
Because a lot of these companies will offer you
I would probably hold out more, just to see how high they would go.
Right. Way more than value.
Yeah, that's what the Packers are
for
doing right now.
The Packers, I guarantee you, all those houses got paid well.
Well, the first house was a four-bedroom. It looked like the Brady Bunch house.
This is in Green
Bay? Late 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
The first one was probably worth $200,000, $250,000. The guy got $2.5 for it. That was a deal that Jason Weed cut. He's no longer with the company.
Good for you, Jason Weed. Way to shell out that money to the Packers. Ain't your money, dude. Don't worry about it. We got a coffer. We got a ton of money. I'll give you
$2.5
Suddenly,
he's out of a job about a year later. They've come way down since then. But all those party houses and stuff like that that they've bought up, and for the village that they've got there, for Titletown Village, yeah, you know, you probably could get almost three times the amount of worth of your $150,000.
What I'd want to know about that is have their property values gone up, those people that are left since that Titletown Village was built?
I'll tell you this, just for me, I just got my assessment and I'm 5 miles away from where Foxconn's going to go. It went up $27,000 in 1 year.
Oh my goodness. Whew.
Just got that from the village.
Hot damn. I mean, that's good when you go to sell it. Not great for taxes, but it's good when you go to sell it.
Exactly.
Any of you developers out there, I'm telling you, Bayview is booming. You really should consider. Right on Oklahoma. Just right there on Oklahoma. I think a development would be real, real nice. Nice place for you to start your business.
I'll be passing a hat and have a PayPal account in the meantime. So I can pay my property tax.
What's the longest you ever waited in line for something, and what was that thing? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, it's the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be back right after this. It's the Wendy's Big Show, asking you, what's the longest you ever waited in line for something, and what was that thing? 414-799-1250, you can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, my boy Sparky. He's set to get up 4 a.m. tomorrow, go wait outside IKEA for 4 hours just for the chance to win a gift card to the new store in Oak Creek. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's go to Tim. He's in the Falls. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tim?
How are you guys doing today?
Doing
what's up?
Yeah, so I served in the Navy for 20 years and was stationed on multiple carriers. I would have to say the longest ever wait, I had to wait in line, on average around an hour, but there were times that we had to wait about 2 to 2.5 hours just to get our meals on the ship.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, especially when they have like the special birthday meals and they have like the steak and crab legs or steak and lobster stuff going on, it was always very long lines.
Why was the line so long? It's the military. I would think that it would be efficient in terms of how they would get the food out to you guys.
Because everybody just wants to get down and get to eat. You know, got to either get back on the flight decks or back in the shops. So you got people standing watches and everything like that. There's really no set times of when people go. It's just
a mass
run down to chow. So,
I see what you're saying.
All right. Wow. Thanks for the call, Tim.
And thanks for your
service, Tim.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Man. Appreciate it.
Pretty sure I know that dude. Pretty sure I've drank with that dude lots.
The longest I ever waited in line for something, I couldn't even put a time on it. I have no idea how long I was out there for. All day. I was out there all day when Conan O'Brien came and did his show from the Chicago Theater. All day. And here's the worst part about it.
What's all day? Like 8 hours? 10 hours?
Ballpark 6 hours.
6 hours, okay.
Something like that.
All right.
When you got the ticket in the mail, it was a raffle system for the tickets. They're free. It's free to go see any late night talk show that you might watch.
Morning talk shows
TV.
Too, I think.
Yeah. So it was free, and it was like a raffle thing. I think it was an email system. You emailed in and put your name in the raffle or whatever. And if you won the raffle and they sent you the tickets, it says on the ticket, this ticket does not guarantee you entry into the show. You're just going to have to show up on said day at said time and wait, and we'll get in as many people as we possibly can. And the way that it worked was it wasn't a line per se. They would put you in these huge groups, probably like 40 people to a group, and it was roped off. And there was one group that was right outside the theater. There was another group that was like across the street. There was another group kitty corner to that group. And then there was another corner like halfway down the block from that group. So they would let in group by group, you know, and you would move from one location to the next, and you kept getting closer and closer and closer to the theater as they'd let people in. And I think our group was one of, if not the last group, that was given entrance into the show.
You would have been really mad.
I would have been
furious.
I can't even imagine how upset
I
would have been.
That's good stuff, though. That's a good story.
I was And I would do it all over again.
Just to see that show again.
That was amazing.
That's awesome.
It was so cool.
Andy tweets at the fan, 3 hours at a Circuit City for a Nintendo Wii on a cold February
morning.
I'm seeing
a lot of people who waited in line for video games.
Jake tweets at the fan, 6 hours for a PlayStation 4.
Yep.
Nathan says, 5 hours in 20-degree weather for National Marquette Day.
The hell's National Marquette Day?
They do it every year.
You ever see it
on Twitter? It's like a whole big celebration and all that.
But what are you waiting in line for? Like, what is it that you're getting into?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, it's a huge event. I've never been to it myself. PG3 tweets at the fan, 2 hours for Soaring Around the World at Disneyland in California, and it was a Tuesday in February. God only knows how long people wait at peak times. It was cool, but not 2 hours cool. Hashtag kids. Yeah, Soarin's a lot of fun. You should get a fast pass for it, like if you go to the one in Disney World.
I don't even know what that is. Soaring around the world?
I'm trying to explain to you how it would be. So essentially, it's kind of a ride. So it's kind of like an iPic type deal where you're surrounded by a gigantic screen where the screen's in front of you. And it's like, I don't know, 50 people say in one section, and you're all seated in like theater seats type deal.
Oh, I think I did this when I went to Disney World.
And the thing picks up off the ground and moves you.
And it moves like with the screen.
Correct.
So you're like on a roller coaster and it'll move up and down.
Right.
Or...
And now you fly around the world over different landmarks and everything else. And it blows air in your face and scents in your face.
Yeah. I did that. I don't remember if it was at Disney World or one of the venues up in the Dells. But I remember doing that when I was a little kid, and it was a roller coaster ride. And you would feel it like rattling
shaking
and going to the right and the left and dip down. Yeah, I do remember that.
So it's something similar to that. Mike says, Cubs tickets, over 2 hours in the freezing cold in Miller Park. And yes, I said Cubs tickets to face your can't-win Brewers.
That's not what he said.
No, but I can't say what he said. Jared tweets
that
at the fan.
That was not me, by the way. I did not tweet that. That is not my alias.
Jared tweets at the fan, Badger student season hockey tickets. I think it was like 16 hours or so. Worth it. Great taste. The Midwest tickets was as long wait as well. Even more worth it. 16 hours for college hockey tickets, Rami.
Nope.
16 hours.
Why do you have to wait 16 hours for college hockey tickets?
Well,
is college hockey that popular?
I don't know what year that was, but back in the day, man, Badger college hockey was a party. There was drinking and partying going on. It was the place to be if you were a college student in Madison. Probably when you were going to school, too.
Yes, I don't remember anybody talking about hockey when I was up there.
I don't wait in line. I go to, if it's a movie or something like that, I'll just turn around and leave. I've seen and done just about everything I need to do. I did wait because the family trip in San Francisco, and my daughters really wanted to go on to Alcatraz, so we waited like 2 hours.
Right.
We did get tickets and get on, because that's sold out. If you ever go and see that, you got to book it before you go, like weeks in advance.
Really?
I didn't know that, but we were lucky we got on. But when I was a kid, there was a show on TV called The Gong Show.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
So they had auditions, like American Idol, out at Alpine Valley. This is when it had just opened. So me and a buddy had worked up an act, and we had to wait 12 hours in line to do a stupid 5-minute audition. We passed. We got to the next level. But after that, that's it. My waiting in line days are over. I've got friends that they go see Saturday Night Live, Deidre, and they have to camp out.
She works in our promotions department here at the station.
They have to camp out at 30 Rock like a day and a half
to maybe get
tickets into Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that, but I know a lot of people do that. No question.
I do that
about
in a heartbeat. I've always wanted to go check out Saturday Night Live. If I ever go to New York, it would be to go catch Colbert, go catch a taping of SNL.
Right.
Like that would be number one on my list while I was out there. Not the restaurants, not whatever the tourist attractions are. I'm not trying to go to the M&M store or the Disney store. I'd just be trying to hit up as many talk show tapings as I possibly could. I don't know if I'd be the only one. Let's get in Derek in Oak Creek real quick. Derek, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. So I waited 3 days in line once for the PlayStation 3 when it first came out.
3 days?
Wait. What do you mean you waited three? Like you were camped out?
Camp, set up shop. My buddy of mine, we had a little tent and a heater. It was in November and called into work a few days. And, we got one of the first, I think we were number 20 in line. So there are a few folks ahead of us.
That is crazy. 3 days. But again.
Yeah, so I ended up actually, I waited in line, got one of the last ones they had, and then I sold it in the parking lot for $1,200.
Wow! Woo! That was worth 3 days' time.
That was an investment of your time.
Yeah,
that's what that was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that anymore. I was, you know, late teens, early 20s. But I was so excited, I drove home. I forgot to even look at the money to see if it was real money. Thankfully, it was real. But it dawned on me that I probably should have done that first.
That is crazy.
$400 a day, that's not bad. You know,
that's great work.
Tell me the next time there's a sale, because I may show up for that.
Right, thanks for the call. Armando tweets at the fan, 4 hours at Disney World, and it was to meet Anna, Elsa, and Sleeping Beauty.
But that's why you go.
And that's for the kids, obviously.
Right.
Well, I'm assuming Armando has kids and it wasn't for himself. But I'm not quite sure.
Along those same lines of that last caller, I don't know if you saw these tweets come in. These guys are, full disclosure, buddies of mine. Jake tweets in, Corey Plagiarist and I waited in line for Brewers tickets for 2 days in a snowstorm. Then folks started camping out all week. Hashtag get a job. Corey saw that and said, I sold 16 tickets and made a grand. Then they limited it to 4 tickets per person. Jake replied, way to ruin it for everyone.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it. A Brogdon fan
Corey's
dude,
to blame, you guys.
Tweets at the fan, Danny Gokey meetup. Waited for 2 hours.
I think that was here.
I didn't want to go, but it got me out of school early that day. Well, there was a Danny Gokey thing here in this building.
Yeah,
Clemens talked about it the other day, and it was chaos. I remember that day. I was here.
I remember looking at all those people and going, none of you will care about Danny Gokey in 2 years. What are you doing? Turned out I was right.
Yeah, there's just no
way. 2 weeks.
Right. Crazy.
I thought it was over.
Rob tweets at the fan, my friends and I are leaving for a music festival next Wednesday at midnight. Driving to Peoria, sleeping in our cars, and then getting in line at by 6 a.m. for when gates open at noon to get a campsite in the woods. Can't wait. What music festival is that?
Say it again?
It's a some type of big music festival in Peoria.
No idea.
Something. They're camping in the woods.
That knows what? It's the Summer Camp Music Festival in Chillicothe, Illinois, right outside of Peoria.
Look at Marty all over.
There you go. I've been there.
You've been there, done it. So is it worth doing what this dude's doing?
No.
Oh, sorry, dude.
I was younger. It used to maybe be worth it, but I can't deal with that crap anymore.
Right. But he'll probably have fun then if he's into that stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Probably.
Derek says, oh, I also waited like 6 hours for the Eagles Super Bowl parade just to get a good spot. I bet you people do that if the Packers, when the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, especially the first one with Brett and Leroy. I bet you people were definitely doing that. Sydney tweets at the fan, 12 hours for Elvis tickets in Duluth. It was freezing. Yeah, but Elvis. That was like seeing Michael Jackson. I'm surprised nobody has called up with more concert deals to get concert tickets.
Because that's
for like Michael Jackson, for instance, or Prince.
There are some people who are listening to us who have probably done that back in the day, but they don't do that anymore for concert tickets. Now it's all like an online raffle sort of thing is what every high-demand concert does. They don't want people with their tents and crap cluttering up the streets and sitting in front of these businesses.
Pretty much.
Sean tweets at the fan, 4 hours for Giannis to sign my bobblehead. Hashtag Bucks in six. Yeah, Giannis, he
unless
demands
doing,
big lines right now.
You're doing that Coachella thing.
What?
Coachella. You know, just like a music festival.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing that. Did you see, real quick, did you see the latest Green Bay Packers release?
Yep.
Rami?
I did not. What?
I know Steve's seen it.
What?
They're not interested in Dez Bryant.
Oh, that. I thought you meant like they released somebody when you said the latest Green Bay Packers release.
According to Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, according to Ian Rappaport.
Saw that. We'll talk about that and that Packers roster and just how it's looking to you right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. But, GE, I know people are lining up for hours for that Mule Fuel kit over at Northern Brewer, man.
Yeah, man. They are, Rami. And listen, here's what we're going to do here.
Okay.
Because we've got some new stuff coming down the pike here over at Northern Brewer. Now, they're the lowest cost leader for grain prices in the industry. Whether you're gearing up for a weekend brew or looking to stock up bulk grain for the summer season, Northern Brewer is where to shop for high-quality, low-cost grain. This weekend, we'll be running our first hard cider-making class in over a year. Learn how to craft your own dangerously drinkable cider in fun. Hands-on setting. Our experts walk you through the entire cider-making process, from selecting the right juice to bottling the finished product. Plus, you'll learn crucial tips on how to customize the flavors and aromas to create a beverage that's perfectly crisp to your liking. We'll also have the ever-popular cheese-making class as well. Now, here's what you got to do. Both classes are free admission and include a voucher for 15% off in-store purchases. Sign up through the retail tab at northernbrewer.com. eventbrite.com or at Eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. And guys, don't forget, if you mention Gary Alls on the Big Show, you will get the free pint glass. Go check my good friends out at Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 and Greenfield Ave.
It's 20's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Will reset the big topics discussed on today's Big Show, give you the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. Right now, we want to know, are you okay with the Packers roster as is? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Tom Silverstein with a piece at PackersNews.com yesterday. And he says, 4 months have passed since the Packers picked Brian Gutekunst to be their 10th general manager, and it's still too early to say whether he has more Ron Wolf or Ted Thompson in him when it comes to roster building. Here's one way to tell which direction Gutekunst is headed. Will he continue to pursue roster improvement or just leave well enough alone? When Thompson was in charge, player acquisition was pretty much over once the draft concluded. There are examples of him adding a veteran here or there, but he never wanted to create an environment where the focus wasn't on the development of players in their first, second, or third years. GE, are you okay with the roster as is? Or would you like to see them add to it?
So this whole Dez Bryant thing has been floating around, Rami, since the Cowboys.
He was released.
Cowboys let him go, because I think if you look at the Green Bay Packers, it felt like they're in desperate need of maybe a veteran wide receiver after the release of Jordan Nelson. So that makes sense. But when they went out and drafted three really nice-sized receivers, I just didn't feel like that there was any room for Dez Bryant. I don't never say never with them, but I didn't know where they want to put him. And if you're in this whole draft and development state, maybe Dez is more of a slot guy than he is an outside guy. If you bring Dez in, do you let Randall Cobb go? I mean, I don't know what he's looking for. I report he turned down a 3-year deal. I think that was going to pay him about $7 or $8 million a year from the Ravens. And then I had heard maybe he only won a 1-year prove-it contract, which makes more sense for the Green Bay Packers, but at expense of the three receivers that you draft. I just didn't see them doing it. I think they like their group of receivers that they have. I just didn't think that Dez fit what they're doing. If you ask me what they most certainly need, I would – if there's a veteran pass rusher out there that is worth anything, maybe I'll kick the tires on that. But right now, I think, you know, or maybe a veteran offensive lineman. But all of these things are probably going to hash out during training camp, because I think they're going to go with the young guys that they have to see what these guys are going to do and then go from there.
So if you could add a pass rusher,
you'd be
a
veteran
pass rusher
that's worth something. That would be what I'd go after. You can never have too many of those kind of guys.
I don't think there are any of those guys out there.
Since you didn't draft any.
Right.
All right, so at linebacker – Brian Cushing is out there. Clay Matthews' buddy from back in the day at USC, he is out there.
Now, so what that allows you to do is Cushing goes inside and Matthews goes outside.
Correct. Tamba Ali is still out there. Lawrence Timmons is out there. Connor Barwin is still out there. Navarro Bowman is out there. Those are linebackers
Navarro
that are still
Bowman
out there.
Navarro Bowman is out there?
Mm-hmm.
Might do something.
Yeah, there's no real... And so even if you bring those guys, and that takes away from the kid that you got from Vanderbilt, the Oren Burks kid.
Just means he's a special teams player and
probably a sub-package
guy in the nickel.
That's what you end up doing there. So, and I think they want to play that kid from Vanderbilt. They move up to get him.
As far as offensive linemen go, Jari Evans is still there.
So the word is in Green Bay that they're going to play this out to see if they need him. And then maybe they'll bring him in during camp.
Somebody needs to explain to me why. Why? So he gets beat out for the spot, fine. Then he's a backup, and he gives you veteran depth. So what?
Well,
he's not going to cost anything.
Well, because you don't want him taking reps from the guys that you have. You know that Jari Evans, if you need him, you come in, he can plug and play, and he'd do it.
But why? Okay. This is just difference of opinion. I just don't understand why risk possibly losing him. If he can be a veteran backup, then I'll take him. If he wins a spot from somebody, that's fine too. If not, he's a veteran backup. Otherwise, who are your backups? Bunch of inexperienced dudes.
Young guys.
And if somebody goes down and Jari Evans is snagged up by some other team in the meantime,
that could very well happen.
You're screwed. So why not just bring him in and just say, hey, look, you're going to compete for the job, and whoever wins, wins. That's it. And go from there. Again, he's not going to cost you anything. All these guys that are left now, should not cost you much of anything. Because if they don't sign, they're just going to be sitting there not collecting a check at all. And most of these guys, if they wanted to retire, if they wanted to walk away, you already would have heard something about it by this point. You can get all these guys cheap right now. Outside of Des Bryant, who apparently wants the moon for a one-year deal. That's the one guy that maybe you can't get right now.
You got to think that price is coming down soon, though, right?
He's Des Bryant. I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. I can't read Des Bryant any better than anybody else. I mean, depends.
Maybe he has set a dollar amount where he says, you know what? It's not worth it for me to put my body and my brain through this anymore. I've made a lot of money. It's going to take this dollar amount for me to play anywhere, or I'll just hang him up. I'm good.
Well, you got to think he's going to want to win a Super Bowl and go to an established quarterback. But there's only team is left is New England.
Everything I've read is it's not about a Super Bowl ring for him right now.
Oh, not anymore? So it's about NFC East?
No. Well, yes, but what he wants is a one-year deal where he gets paid good money worth his value, have a huge year, and then get a huge signing bonus and a huge contract again. That's what he wants. He's not trying to sign for less than market value according to what he thinks his market value is for 3 years or 4 years. He only wants a one-year deal, pay me, and then let me have a huge year and really get paid on another long-term deal with signing bonus money the following year. That's what it sounds like he's looking here for. Now, what that is, I don't know. Is it 1 year at $15 million? What he is looking for, I don't know. I just don't think this whole Aaron Rodgers extension, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world as far as how this is all going to work and how much money they could possibly save on that deal when they do it. But you have somewhere in that area right now, cap space, I think, if you were going to go out there and press it. But how much extra money do you want underneath the cap to play with in case you have a training camp injury or something like that occurs?
Right.
That I don't know. And if it is about trying to win a Super Bowl, then the Packers make sense. The Minnesota Vikings make sense. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you want to play for the Vikings at this point? They got a great defense. They got a young quarterback in Kirk Cousins. Well, not maybe young anymore, but they got a quarterback in Kirk Cousins who can throw it. You've got two other receivers, so you're definitely going to be a prominent player in that offense because there's only two other guys at that wide receiver position that anybody cares about in Thielen and Diggs, and then you. To me, Minnesota makes all the sense in the world at this point if he wants to go try and win a ring somewhere. Green Bay just drafted three wide receivers. So really, how hot are they to get Des Bryant if you draft three wide receivers? Yeah.
Are you good with the Packers roster as is, Des Bryant aside, Sparky?
I want a veteran safety. I say whatever you want, and there's a bunch of safeties left.
Another safety?
Yes. I'm not all in on Josh Jones like apparently they are. I'm just not. I want a fallback option. If this doesn't work out, and they got to plug somebody else in instead of having mistakes all year long like apparently they had last year when he was on the field. Give me somebody that can play the safety position, that can come in here, that's played in a 3-4 defense, and see what happens.
That's
and
not a bad call.
There's a bunch of guys. Trey Mike, Boston is out there.
Who is on that roster, Mike, that is a safety?
For Green Bay?
Yeah, outside of Josh Jones and
you got the
and
kid,
Bryce.
Bryce.
But, yeah.
And they love him.
Marwin Goodwin, the kid from Oak Creek.
Yeah, but you know, Bryce.
Bryce, they love him.
Yeah, and he plays hard, but man, he gets hit like three times a year.
He's not as big as he should be, and he gets hurt because he's a big hitter. But I know they like him a lot.
And big hitters in a small package, relatively speaking, to the
get
NFL,
hurt.
Well, they get hurt. Yes. It's usually how that happens.
No question. And if you look at the guys that are available right now, you've got guys that are out there. Trey Boston is out there. Teams targeting him or should be targeting him. Cowboys, Rams, Cardinals, they say. This is on CBS Sports. Eric Reed. Kenny Vaccaro's on a tour. He was just in India. The Jets have a meeting lined up with him. He's a veteran safety from the Saints that Leroy and I both wanted. So he's still out there. T.J. Ward is out there. He hasn't had the best of careers that everybody thought he was going to have when he first came into the league. But T.J. Ward is still out there. Eric Reed, obviously, we always talk about. Mike Mitchell is out there.
Well, you got about four or five big names on there. Safeties.
Right. Yakov's paying even big money. They're all still sitting there.
Overall, for the defense.
Eric Reed's not going to get a job, but other than that, you've still got
four. But Eric Reed's going to come for whatever you offer him.
But he can get no job in the NFL. But you still got four guys out there on that list. That's pretty good.
I'd be in line for Kenny Vaccaro.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And Packers aren't even bringing him in for a visit.
No, they like what they got.
Overall, for the defense.
Does it sound more the same or no, Steve?
Well, when there's options and you're not making an attempt to get options,
does it sound more
yes,
the same?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
But again, I don't know the whole workings as far as Rodgers' extension and how that is doing their cap. Could the Rodgers' extension mean that more of their cap gets eaten up because they're going to take some of that cap space to throw at part of his new deal? I have no idea what they're doing. Couldn't tell you.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
just overall on defense, everyone has rightfully said, what are you going to do for pass rush? Because it's not like Clay Matthews has got the speed anymore, and Nick Perry's not that kind of a guy. Is this Reggie Gilbert, because he looked good at the end of the season? You got Vince Beagle from Madison, and you didn't really draft anybody. You know what? I'm just thinking at the end of the day, this might look like that Giants defense where they put four up in front and they just brought them four downs. I think they might be more of a defensive line team than, you know, an edge rush team. A red dog, you know, zone blitz, that kind of thing. I think that's what they're going is, and that's why they brought in Wilkerson, and what they've beefed up with were the defensive line and guys that they hope to get back, like Montrevious Adams. I think that's how they're going to get their pass rush.
Let's get
that's just the way it looks on the roster, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't disagree with
that. It does, yeah.
Let's get in a call here at 414-799-1250. Mike in Greenfield, are you good with the Packers roster as is?
No, I think, and of course I'm just a crazy fan, they need to do something about the pass rush. And an offensive lineman wouldn't help, but I don't think we need Des Bryant either. I'm starting to bring up about 10 points, but I'm going to close and want your thought on this. It used to be after Reggie White was signed, Green Bay was like an attractive place to come. Reggie White was really, you know, something that it was one of the greatest signings of all times, and only, you know, of course. But it doesn't seem like guys are as excited to come to Green Bay, or am I just inventing something? Have a great day, and I don't know if that's a good point or not. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Mike. It's a fine point.
No, it's still there, but it's about the money. The Packers are not willing to really pay anybody. They try and get everybody on the cheap, and so they're waiting for the last minute. Yeah, guys would love to come here and play.
Yeah, I don't think there's the image, the perception of Green Bay that used to be out there pre-Reggie White. I don't think that's the case again. Mike, you travel around the NFL into different cities, talk to guys in different markets. What's the perception of Green Bay as far as a destination for players and whether or not it's someplace they'd want to play?
Well, you know, it's a small town, but there's an awful lot of guys that do want to get to Green Bay and get a chance to, you know, hell, Martellus Bennett came to Green Bay thinking he could get another ring there and play with Aaron Rodgers. And as soon as Rodgers went down, we know what happened. I think there's plenty of good football players that want to come to Green Bay and get a chance to get a ring. I think Des Bryant's a guy that probably would like to give Green Bay a shot. I really do.
They apparently are not interested, though.
It's not going to happen.
According to Ian Rappaport. Yeah, Sparky over here shaking his head.
Yeah. No, I mean, Gary just brought up is more of the same. Maybe that's what this is going to be. We'll have to wait and find out. I get frustrated by this whole thing because it depends on how close you think these guys are. If you think they're close to getting a ring, then why not do two or three one-year deals with a couple of these guys that are left? Do a one-year deal for a safety, do a one-year deal for another linebacker that's a veteran that can come in and play, and do a one-year deal for an offensive lineman, and be done. You don't have to get Des Bryant. Fine, I get it. You don't want to script the locker room, whatever, I'm down. I understand. But you can definitely get a proven guy in the offensive line that you know works. You had him last year for no money. You can get one of these safeties that have played in a 3-4 defense to come in and give you depth in case Josh Jones doesn't work out. And that's not going to cost you any money. And then you can go out and get yourself another linebacker like a Cushing that play with Clay Matthews and all that stuff and can bring another person into that locker room. Again, that's played in a 3-4 defense and knows how to play in it. It gives you another veteran in the middle of the field. Again, 3 1-year deals at minimal money. What does it hurt? I for the life of me, I don't understand. I don't get it. And there's no competition for these guys, it doesn't sound like. So why not?
Sparky frustrated by the Packers. You might be frustrated by a lack of energy, always being tired. Maybe your performance in the gym isn't what it used to be. Maybe your performance in other places isn't what it used to be. Maybe Gary Ellerson can help you out.
Yeah, it's all about performances. In some cases, it's about results. And at the end of the day, it's all about results. And my good friends over at Mentality Health in Milwaukee and Madison can help you with performance and results. You can find these people at lowtusa.com. Mentality is here to help you. Mentality is a new healthcare facility that's dedicated to helping men just like you feel their very best, feel vitalized, and perform better. When you suffer the side effects of low testosterone, you're tired, you have low energy, and you just don't feel like yourself anymore. Well, When you work with Mentality, you're working with real board-certified physicians in a real medical facility that provides FDA-approved testosterone treatments. And get this, folks, unlike other places, Mentality takes insurance. These guys are legit with a 9% success rate. Be the guy you want to be and make an appointment for your free consultation today at Mentality Health in Milwaukee and Madison. Again, that's LowTUSA.com.
Quick break, then we'll reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Give you the final say on them. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.